Beulah gal, can you believe this? We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge. So we need to check out what's going on in everybody's yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns? Where they hiding the drugs? Who shoot who? Who part of which gang? Or who disturbing the peace with the loud music and the motorcycles?
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas. And everybody gonna want to come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands. Or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
To tell us things they used to do, tell us how they used to groove and think, through the songs of Rick and script. They say our generation lost our roots and think, there's a part of me that wants sing, songs they grew up on and think. They Rick and script gone and they try put it in our coffin, and this thing give you that feeling.
Good morning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. And what a day it is. And you are on the clock with Erin Green. Okay, watch this. We open the show with kind of the song called Grew Up. Anyway, that's Twin Them. I excited about it. Let me tell you why. Because I, in my Moomoo phase, somebody send me a good Moomoo. I need a good house code, right? Something powerful. Anyway, because I've been throwing out into the ether for a couple of years now, right, that I will hear some of these young people reimagining rake and scrape and what Bahamian music could sound like, but staying true to the core. And so Twin Them, we say congratulations. I say thank you. It ain't your bear, but you see, we have the power to change things, you know. Some people call it prayer. Some people call it meditation. Some people call it a concerted effort. But you got empathy and love in your heart. You put that good idea out there. It will take root. And those who it is for, right, it will take root at their feet and cling to them, and they'll grow together. Anyway, that was Twin Them. Twin Them. Rake and scrape, Twin Them. I'm excited about that. I'm also in a state of excitement. There's lots of exciting news. But I have an even more exciting guest in studio today with me. My guest co-host today, Rodrika Ajiwakali. Good morning.
Good morning.
And I are going to be speaking in the first portion of the show with Miss Wentia Ford from the Wentie Ford Sports Foundation. They have a summer camp coming up. Now look here, it's for children, you know. I'm jealous. See, because when I was a children, I was able to benefit from summer camps. And then I worked them as a counselor. So I lived the value of summer camps. I understand how important they are in communities, right? So I'm here today. And then once we're done with this discussion, we're going to talk a bit about what's in the news. Before we get there, let me remind you of the Loyalist Charles Farquharson Will Competition 2025, open to junior and high school students across the archipelago. We need two pieces of information to win: the government recording record for Loyalist Charles Farquharson's will. That's the government recording record for Loyalist Charles Farquharson's will and the recorded date of Loyalist Charles Farquharson's death. That's it. Two pieces of information. You could share in a prize. It's over $450. Lots of prizes and surprises from local and local vendors and international donors. Also, Gombe Festival in town tonight. Be there. Bring your 5-gallon water drum. Mm-hmm. Bring it just in case. Just in case, right? Because if the Junker News say, look here, in the midst of all of this strife and incoherence and lack of clarity, we Russian, but we Russian for Sarge. If the Junker News said, look here, we just Russian for Sarge, y'all bring your 5-gallon water bottle out to Gombe Festival this weekend and start practicing, because we may need you all on the drumline, Boxing Day, and New Year's Day parade. Also, I got 2 tickets to give away for the Ghost of Gombe event. Remember, Ghost of Gombe is a musical review, historic musical review about, of course, Gombe. Period from Gombe to independence, how Gombe and that space and time influenced the development of the Bahamas. I got 2 tickets to give away, but I want to get to my guest, because joining me in studio once again is Ms. Ventia Ford from the Wentie Ford Sports Foundation. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning, good morning. Thank you, Bahamas, and thank you, Erin, for having me here this morning.
Absolutely. Like I say, I love summer camp. Then my grandfather was in softball, right, and baseball in the country. And so I'm excited about all of these things. Plus, the camp is free for inner-city students.
Yes.
So let's start there. Before we say what the camp is, tell us who could come.
All right. So the camp is open for kids ages 7 to 13 years old, open for both boys and girls.
Awesome. Good stuff. Now, the Wentie Ford Sports Foundation. You know, the first question I have to ask you is, who's Wentie?
Wentie Ford. Who is Wentie? Who doesn't know Wentie Ford? So Wentie Ford is the first Bahamian in our history, 52-year history, to have pitched in the major leagues. He made his debut back in September 10th of 1973. Not only was he a professional baseball player, he was with the Braves organization for about 7 to 8 years.
Now, the Wikipedia say 10 years.
But 10 years.
Yeah. And amazing. And he pitched with the Atlanta Braves in the 1973 season.
Right, correct. 1973. So he was with the Braves, and he was called up to the major.
Yeah.
Which he made his first debut back in 1973.
Yes.
And then eventually he returned home, and that's where he spent the rest of his life here, committing his time and his efforts to sports and sports development, baseball and softball, cricket development here in this country.
Now, I think the audience may have imagined by now that Mr. Ford is your father.
Correct. Wentie Ford, yes, that's how I got my name, Wentia.
Yeah. But let's call his whole government name, right?
Yes.
Because I was thinking, okay, who is Wentie Ford? And then I realized, like most Bahamians, Wentie is a nickname, right? And people know you by your nickname more than your government name.
Correct.
So his full name is Percival Edmund Wentworth Ford.
Correct, but everyone knows him as Wentie Ford.
There you go, the Wentie Ford Sports Foundation. So now the foundation is putting on a summer camp.
Correct.
Summer camp is open to kids 7 through 13. It's free. That's I love in that. It's
yes.
Free. It's called the Winners Camp Summer 2025. Tell us, what is the Winners Camp, and what is, you know, like, what's the format of this particular camp?
Right. So the Winners Camp came about. The foundation, I wanted to have a name and title that will stand out for the kids. Something, the goal of the camp is really to instill a successful mindset. And so how do we start with that? What a successful mindset looks like academically and athletically, and what name that will transcend throughout the whole camp. So I want every kid to know when they come up to the camp, they are letting every kid know you are a winner, no matter what in life. And so that's the reason we came up with the name, the Winners Camp. I'm going with it.
Yeah.
Just positivity. When you know, every kid that signs up, that they already know that they're a winner.
All right. So what are we doing at the camp every day? And let's start with, what are the dates for the camp?
Okay. So the dates, it starts next week. It's Monday, July 28th to Friday, August the 1st. The camp will run from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. The morning session will be from 9 to 12, where we have an academic session where we incorporate the science, technology, engineering, arts, and math, along with some game coding, introducing also some leadership activities, and showing the kids what a successful mindset looks like academically, and doing activities to help build towards that. Then we will break for lunch, which we will be providing lunch for the kids, and then the afternoon will resume 1 to 4 p.m. We will start off this year, only this year, with baseball and softball, just because it's an easier sport for me. I know the game very well. And again, in afternoon, again, we will be showing kids how to develop what a successful mindset looks like athletically. We will start off with, they'll get a description of the sport. We'll start off with some activity there. Then we'll do a lot of different drills and some games related to baseball or softball.
Now, I know you're going to have women and girls there, right?
Correct.
I mean, you have girls there and women staff, you have boys there, male staff. You know, in the Latin culture, they have this like this joke, like a Latin mother has the best aim in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And yes. What they call the slippers?
The chungla.
Yeah,
it's called a chungla.
That's the slipper, right?
Yes.
Boy, look here. So I hope you have a special segment for girls to learn how to throw the slipper with the perfect aim, and then for all kids, gender neutral boys and girls to learn how to duck the chokla.
Yes.
Right.
You can probably create an activity. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, because I mean, it's kind of like parking, and parking is close to softball and baseball.
Yes.
But yeah, like, because you know, sometimes we're very serious about the gender rules and who could do what. And I could say, yeah, boys, y'all can learn how to throw the chokla. You could learn how to duck it.
Yes.
But you can't learn how to throw it. That's a mother's job.
Yes.
and most importantly, a Grammy's job.
Yes.
And I can't wait to see it in the Olympics. okay, I got a text here for you. Somebody's saying, hey, did you go to Kingsway Academy?
Absolutely. I'm a Kingsway Academy Saint alumni. I went there from kindergarten to 12th grade.
Yeah, this must be a Saint alum as well, because they say, because if so, she know how to play sports. Kingsway, when did y'all become sports champions? Tell us about it.
Yes, absolutely. So the first year, Kingsway sweep the St. Augustine's Big Red Machine was back in, I think, 1992. We won our first ever junior softball championship, both boys and girls, and our senior boys and girls. We did a four sweep.
See, that's what
softball.
Happened. Y'all being sacked, and now y'all just block up the road. And see, y'all trying to get the sacking. You got to go through us first. Anyway, that's awesome. That's awesome. Big up to Kingsway.
Kingsway.
Yeah, and I just got a little. I got to throw in. Anytime you call sack name like that, you got to big them up as well, right?
Absolutely.
But did you know that King Harrison went to sack?
Really?
Yeah. The percussionist, the drummer?
Yes.
Anyway, King Harrison also played with Neil Diamond for 40 years. Anyway, I got a little write-up on King Harrison. That's before I knew the news was going to be so hot. King Harrison played with Neil Diamond for 40 years. And listen to this, guys, because we is people. This gentleman was regarded as like a backbone. A backbone of the Motown era, the unsung hero behind Motown by Ray Singleton in the book Bury Me and Motown. Our very own King Harrison, right? And I think about Wendy Ford and these sort of unsung heroes. They have been all over the world representing themselves in the country. They come home, they bring that which was heralded in the world, and they committed to the Bahamas. And you know, like King Harrison, a Wendy Ford, he did what he is obligated to do as a citizen, which is to be the best him that he could be.
Yes.
You know, and we appreciate that. Okay. I say I got a caller on the line. Let's go to the caller. Good morning, caller. How are you?
Good morning, Ms. Green, and good morning to your guests.
Yes, sir.
The Ford brothers are some of the best, and I can go on record and tell you this, some of the best baseball players the Bahamas has ever seen.
Yes. All right.
Used to go on to Windsor Park. I used to play with Tony Tigers.
Okay.
With people like Little Charlie Major and them. And thing right on the other side of the four of them cross from the Windsor Park, Super Wild you side.
Okay.
But you said something about my second cousin, King Eric Gibson.
Yes.
His mommy, Josephine, Auntie Josephine, that's my mommy's sister. And King Eric Gibson played along with people like Bob Marley, people like Michael Jackson. He was labeled as the best percussionist in the world.
Yeah, so listen, Marv. Let me read this.
A sandbar now in Auckland, run by my cousin, which is his son, Vance Johnson.
And what is it called? It's called the sandbar?
It's a sandbar. The bar doesn't have no floor. It just has sun on the floor.
Okay.
Sandbox. So you gotta go in there with your Gucci shoes and your thing. Leave your slippers by the door. That sign getting your slipper.
Yeah.
Now today he has the restaurant now running in Auckland.
Nice. Thank you very much.
God bless.
Absolutely. So King Harrison played with Marvin Gaye, Diana Ross, The Temptations, Smokey Robinson, Michael Jackson, The Jackson 5, and many others. He also worked with Herb Alpert, John Klemmer, Doc Severinsen, Ringo Starr, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Jim Stafford, Swamp Dogg, Barbara Streisand, David Cassidy, Bobby Darin, Nancy Wilson, Johnny Mathis, O.C. Smith, Lou Rawls, Hodges, Jameson Smith, Mickey Stevenson, Barry White, and The Carpenters. He was a featured member of the incredible Bongo Band, and again was a member of the Neil Diamond touring band since 1976.
He needs a center or something in his honor.
Well, see, we got Campus Creative and Performing Arts School, we got UB Community School of Music opening up, right? Like, we have spaces where we can install a fitting commemoration by creating an entity,
right,
for their legends to empower. Same thing with sports, right? And so, first of all, is identifying the people,
mm-hmm.
telling the stories, talking about their impact on the world. If they've passed, if it's a posthumous story, then it's the estate, right, that keeps the story alive, and it's that story that feeds into the community and feeds into community development. Okay, got a call quickly, and then we're going to go through the details of the camp again.
That's
great. Good morning, caller. Oh, good morning, caller. How you doing?
Good morning. Last first and the best. That's the Bahamas.
Yes, sir.
Let me explain. Based on per capita. They say we're tiny, but we're huge. We're gargantuan. We take gold medals in sailing.
Mm-hmm.
You hear that?
Mm-hmm.
The whole planet. We take the gold medals in the sailing. And we build boats. Some of the first boat builders, my family in Abaco.
Mm-hmm.
We had the first international airline on the planet. Huh?
We got the second oldest parliament in the Western Hemisphere.
And we have as the English would say, we have the oldest country in the hemisphere.
Mm-hmm.
We are twice as old as the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
And yet we don't even look like New York and Miami. Mm.
And,
how come?
But look, don't mind that. Don't mind that part.
Yeah, don't mind it. And let's keep going. One trip down there, we had Pan Am in the Bahamas, one of the biggest airlines in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And we had the next biggest airline in the world, simultaneously, TWA, Howard Hughes, living up in the top floor of Xanadu in Grand Bahama.
Yeah.
See what the Bahamas had? Why do we get rid of it? Or do we still have it, but we're not using that talent?
Well, that's it right there, right?
You got it.
We know. Thank you very much, Graham. We know it exists, but we don't know how to extract it, right?
Yeah.
That's why I enjoyed the conversation with my uncle, Stanley Mitchell. Put the uncle aside, sports historian, right? And we talked about the passing of Keith Parker and the impact he had on sports development in the country because he had a unique gift. Keith Parker had a unique gift. He could identify talent, potential. Space in the future in your body with the right development, connecting you to the right coaches in the right schools and spaces, right? And that's a gift that Keith Parker had, rest in peace. So the question is, have we been able to extract that? Like, have we been able to identify what creates that talent in him so that we can raise it in other people, identify it and raise it in other people? And if it's not one singular person that has all of it, right, that we can build a team, the best team, by doing the very same thing, identifying the talent and how it works best together.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Winners Summer Camp, let's get back to the Winners Summer Camp quickly. Caller, give me a second. It's not just sports. It's academics and sports, right? And I imagine, as I was reading the media work, that it's in an attempt to create an environment, right, where young people can identify what I want to do, what I can do, what's the best way for me to get there, right? Combining both the sports and the academics.
Correct. And then also it's very important for kids to know how to get there. It's one thing to want to be a great athlete. It's one thing to want to excel academically, but how do you get there?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so the goal is really to show kids how to get there. And athletically, that's just with sports. It's just showing them the skills, what skills they need to develop to be able to perform at their maximum potential, to be mm-hmm. able to perform during the game.
All right.
For example.
Absolutely. So the camp is starting this Monday coming,
yes.
July 28th?
Yes. It's starting Monday, July 28th. It will start at St. Agnes Church. Again, the morning session will be there. We'll go across to the Southern Recreational Ground for the athletic afternoon. 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Check-in starts at 8:30. So between 8:30 and 9 is when you'll have your light breakfast. And again, we have a phenomenal program set up, age-appropriate.
Mm-hmm. What do I bring? As a camper, what do I bring? What do I not bring?
Okay, so as a camper, you just come. Come with a positive mind to just be open to learning and embracing, able to walk away with a very positive mindset with some of those skills to help you to be able to succeed. You just need to come. Just make sure you wear comfortable shoes, sneakers preferably, so you'll be able to participate in the afternoon. You do not need to bring any equipment. We will provide everything.
Okay.
Just show up to have fun. You don't have to know how to play baseball. You don't have to know how to play softball. But even if you do, great. But it's just a camp really for each and every child to come out and to have fun.
All right. Camp is open to the first 100 registrants?
For the first 100, the registration is filling. Registration will close today because each kid will be getting a bag, two T-shirts. They will also get a cap. They will have a lanyard, and we are providing a portrait experience to each kid.
Miss, if I send a kid to this camp, it better be a children T-shirt in that bag and a mommy T-shirt in that bag here. But that's awesome. No. Kids get the shirts.
Yes.
Yeah. This is awesome,
so
man.
They will get it. They will have a portfolio experience with their certificate of participation with the photos. So we do have a professional photographer coming out to create that portrait experience for them this year.
Right, and see, because that's one of the things we miss. Like, how do you get from where you are to the professional career, to mm-hmm. the success
yes.
and the achievements, right?
Yes.
Well, Bimini, y'all start putting out the feelers now. If anybody have footage of Vijay Edgecombe,
right.
we need y'all to send that to the administrator in Bimini right now so that it's documented and it's available. When NBA say, hey, we're doing a mega documentary on Vijay Edgecombe, the footage is there, right? Mm-hmm. And so that kids can document their journey. Right, from
yes.
even before they knew exactly what they
the
wanted to,
was.
Yeah, what the journey was. Yeah,
so we will have a videographer there too for a couple of days during the camp to record.
Yeah, awesome.
The kids and the activities, and so those images and footage will be available online.
All right, now how do I register?
So you can go online to the Winnie Ford Sports Foundation. There's a tab there that says the Winners Camp.
Mm-hmm.
You just click on that button. It will take you directly to the registration form. You complete that information and submit it.
Okay, there you go.
And then you will get a message on Sunday, just, you know, as a friendly reminder, reminding you of the camp, what time to be there, and bring your kids and come out to have a good time.
Yeah, man, because parents need that. Let me show you something. Parents need that because, right, you see summertime? I didn't realize it. Summertime is crisis time for plenty parents.
Camp.
It's a good stuff. From 8:30 from registration starts till 4.
It ends at 4 p.m., but check-in time is
8:30. Yeah. So get there for the light breakfast. So the kids could be settled and they're not rushing for the start of camp. Get there for 8:30. The reminder is great, right? That's what I'm saying. Because
yes.
parents stay busy. It's like, you know, we love you when school is open because, right, you are somewhere safe.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't have to think about it as much. But in the summertime, I got to think about you. I got to think about my fridge. I got to think about the pot cake in the yard because, God knows what y'all doing and that y'all raking and scraping in that house.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a great opportunity. The Winners Summer Camp being hosted by the Wente Ford Sports Foundation in honor of Mr. Percival. The whole foundation is in honor of Mr. Percival Edmund Wentworth Ford, a.k.a. Wente. I can say, like I knew him. Wente, your boy. Like I knew him.
Yes.
Ford, phenomenal baseball player, Major League Baseball pitcher with the Atlanta Braves. Absolutely. Wente?
would just like to say, you know, this camp is just not about, it's just not about one camp. It's really shifting a generation of kids from different communities throughout New Providence, mm-hmm. all right? And throughout the Bahamas, eventually we'll like to extend to the Family Island. So just remember this. This is just not about one camp. It's about us all working together as a community, shifting a generation of different communities, building a successful mindset, showing our young children what it looks like so we can have a better, brighter Bahamas and future for our young children. And in closing, thank you also too for our sponsors.
I have to say a
special thank you to Coca-Cola, Sunny Haven, and also Gippies.
What do you mean Gippies?
Gippy, the t-shirt company.
The t-shirt company?
Yes.
Gippy, thank you for printing the t-shirt for the little children, because they got to commemorate it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
It's important that they could commemorate it and remember it, and they could turn back and say, no, even when they struggle with a little something, they say, no, I could do it, because when I was at summer camp,
yep.
I had a difficult problem, and I figured it out. I could do this, right?
Yes.
This is awesome. This is awesome. Wentia, thank you very much, producer. Let's go to a break. I want to go to a break because we're going to go to a break. I want to shift the subject entirely. I don't want the two subjects to be mixed together, right? Because as we go to the break right now, I'm desperately calling for sponsors. I want to run a summer camp. I want to run a summer camp next year. I know a whole bunch of children who can't count. And they go on summer vacation too, just like the regular students. They're called parliamentarians. But I want a summer camp for parliamentarians because they need help too. Only helping the children is obvious. We got a whole bunch of them that cannot count, and I would like to be of assistance. Anyway, we go into a break. Twin them, telling me. Anyway, we go into a break. You've been on the clock with Aaron Green. We'll be right back.
Feel like my generation is up on this thing. Like we ain't grew up on this thing. A part of me still wanna sing. They reckon keep going, then they try to put it in a coffin. But this thing give you that feeling. Everything keep going, then we're going down with all them songs. Then I still just wanna jump around and sing songs by higher star and think. Some of the greatest stories ever told was on that Rick and Scrape. No, some was told by Dino D. I grew up on K. I grew up on Ronnie. I grew up on Ollie. Grew up on Elon Moxie. Really hope that you don't feel. Hope you don't feel, cause I play R&B and D. I don't need my Rick and Scrape. Wonder why y'all think I let this go.
Check your cap at 700, 200,000 in cash and prizes, with winners on different islands.
Collect.
Pop the top with Collect. Check your cap at 700. You could win free beers, take a sip and collect merchandise. Matter said, I pop mine out.
Check some regatta.
I pop mine out.
Won't come and eat them
trip. Free beers out.
I'm going under.
Check your cap.
When you go around Bahama, collect.
Pop the top with Collect. Check your cap at 700. You could win free beers, take a sip and collect merchandise. Matter
drink responsibly, bye.
Trafficking in persons or human trafficking is defined as recruiting, transporting, transferring, harboring, and receiving of persons by means of threat or force, abduction, fraud, deception, abuse of power, and giving or receiving of payments or benefits with the aim of exploiting them. It is a criminal that falls under the Trafficking in Persons Prevention and Suppression Act 2008. A person convicted of trafficking in persons can receive sentences ranging from 3 years to life in prison and fines of up to $15,000. If you think someone is a victim of this crime, call Police Emergency at 919 or Crime Stoppers at 328-8477. This message is being brought to you by the Ministry of National Security.
When it comes to hearts at Cleveland Clinic, you can't miss a beat. You seek the best care possible, work with the brightest minds, and leave no stone unturned to get to the heart of the matter. Because understanding is always the first step to overcoming. For every heart in the world, see how we're advancing the future of heart care at Cleveland Clinic today.
Is your business ready for the next big step? More inventory? New equipment? A larger space? At Fidelity, we offer commercial loans tailored to suit your business's needs. Inquire today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
KB and Sting, coming with the Bahamian team. Come on. Woo!
Welcome back to On the Clock with Aaron Green. I's a Bahamian. I swear he said, I's a Bahamian. I don't like to comb my head. Because I's one of them said, I's a Bahamian. And I particular. I kind of special. Whatever type of special you want to call it. I's a Bahamian. Sometimes I say what I mean and I's mean what I say. I's a Bahamian. I's a Bahamian and I could count sometimes. Not all the time, but sometimes I could count. And I'm very concerned for those of you who can't count. And I'm most of all concerned when those who can't count are all found in the same place. Right? But before we get there, I would like to talk about a story that may involve another Bahamian who may not be able to count. That could be at the root of this whole problem. Man accused of sex with girl 13. Quote, told police he loved, close quote, victim. An Abaco man accused of unlawful sex with a 13-year-old girl allegedly told police he knew it was wrong, but he loved her, a Supreme Court jury heard yesterday. Jeffrey Grant, 35, is on trial in the Freeport Supreme Court for unlawful sexual intercourse and possession of child pornography. The alleged offenses occurred between April 22nd and July 22nd, 2022. Lead investigator Constable Tabitha Forbes testified that during a police interview, Grant admitted to being physically and sexually attracted to the girl and said they exchanged nude photos via WhatsApp. That sounds so... We turn into page 7. Although he denied having sex with her and refused to sign the record of interview, he allegedly told officers he touched the girl's breasts and vagina, quote, but was only playing, close quotes. What do you mean he was only playing doctor? Because you know you lose, like if you touch the body part, you lose, right? Sometimes we use satire to temper the rage. The girl, accompanied by Little, went to the Marsh Harbor Police Station on July 25, 2022 and reported that Grant had sex with her multiple times. She turned over her Samsung cell phone to police. Constable Forbes said the device contained nude photos and a video of the girl that had been sent to Grant. The complainant was later examined at the clinic. A doctor who testified virtually said... Her hymen was not intact, but found no signs of bruising, laceration, or other trauma. Blood tests for pregnancy and sexually transmitted infections were negative. The girl was given anti-HIV medication and a birth control pill, which is appropriate, I think, in this instance. Mm-hmm. During the cross-examination, the doctor acknowledged that a ruptured hymen is not definitive proof of sexual activity and that other factors, including physical activity or tampon use, could cause such a condition. It goes into more testimony. I just want to say, is it that people can't count? Like, is this a national crisis? See, because when we talk about can't, like, you know the difference between 35 and 13? Mm-hmm. You know, like, mm-hmm. that's the next, I guess that's math 201. Is, do you understand what the difference between 13 and 35 is?
So I think some of the unfortunate circumstances around culture is that we are used to older men liking younger girls, but far we have lost the some. There's a cutoff age. You could, if you 40, if you 70, and you want your girlfriend to be 25, then that's your prerogative.
Without a constant reinforcement of the rules or education and awareness about culture and the shift of culture, like you say to people, look, 100 years ago,
right,
14 married, yes, and starting family. 100 years into the future, that's not acceptable. No.
And when I was younger, I too have fallen into, oh, I'm in high school and I'm just mature for my age, and that's why older guys want to talk to me. But the older I got, I realized how unhealthy your mind have to be for that to be appropriate. As someone that's 29, I can't even date someone who's 20. Mm-hmm. For me, because I'm uncomfortable with that. You are a child.
It's the stages of development. You say a 20-year-old is an adult. In fact, I said to some young ladies, I'd say, you know, y'all are a little flirty, right? And I said, look, y'all are children to me. And they were so offended. They were hurt. I'm not a child, I'm a woman. I said, yeah, no. You're a big woman. I say, but you know who's a big woman? Your mommy is a big woman.
Right.
And if your mother ever thought that I was entertaining your advances, or worse, pushing up on you, she'd slap me. That's what I had to tell him. She'd slap me down. She said, I don't care if my child is a big woman. Mm-hmm. I don't care if she could vote. I don't care if she could move across the world. Mm-hmm. If I see you with her, I can slap you down. Mm-hmm. Right? And so, it does. Right, there's a developmental gap. Things that you have not achieved yet. Mm-hmm. And for a healthy, intimate relationship, we need to kind of be evenly yoked. Like, that's what they're talking about. Have you had the same developmental experiences so that you could live together in harmony?
And no. And what my biggest concern is on a community level is that you have to ignore so much things in order for this to happen, mm-hmm, right? So that's neighbors seeing little girls with older men, not just in this specific circumstance.
Cars pull up, cars stop three houses away from the house,
to drop,
and then you see
off
the child walk home.
Correct.
Yeah.
It's a grown man. Of course, he's going to be buying her things. We're not paying attention to where she's getting these things from, where the phone came from, where the clothes, the shoes, the jewelry, nothing came from. Where are you?
Mm-hmm.
Because school ends at 3. Then you should be home 3:30. And you have to spend time, if this is your boyfriend who you're so in love with, y'all have to spend some time with each other at some point. So mm-hmm, when are you finding time to spend with this person and who's watching you? Now, that points us to the bigger picture of what we always talk about on the show. These parents don't have time to be following after you all the time because it's so much. And so the responsibility, of course, is on you. And that's where the community part come in. Because if I see a 35-year-old talking to a child, I should be able to come in and say, hey, sweetie, this is
your uncle? Is this your uncle?
Correct.
Is this your daddy? And the man who freaks out on you because you're asking those questions also needs some help understanding what his obligations are,
correct,
to that child and to the community and to themselves. But let's go to the phone line quickly. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Green. Yes, how are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, the main point what you're trying to say is keep your legs closed and stop being so dingy.
I mean, I wouldn't say it like that, man, because the way that I say it would locate it properly in the conversation. People are dingy, right? But so here's what I'm saying. Let me tell you what I appreciate about what you said. In a world full of predators, right? In a world full of sexual predators, in a world where it does not appear as if the state understands the assignment and the language continually changes, right, in a way that suggests that our perception of the crime or the intensity of the crime is lessened. For instance, the legislative move from statutory rape to unlawful sexual intercourse, mm-hmm, right? That in a world where it's filled with predators, the state's mechanisms that are supposed to be protecting vulnerable people don't seem to be working, right? Parents and caregivers are overwhelmed and focused on unnecessary tasks of the state and caught up in systems that the state refuses to manage. A child that has no one to protect them, right, must be brought into a space where they could understand the dangers of transactional interactions, and that as a child, they shouldn't have to transact with anybody for anything.
Correct.
See, because I just can say it differently, and maybe the...
Yeah, but then it add up to the same thing.
It don't add up to the same thing.
One acts still add up to two.
Not necessarily, because... Because, firstly...
Okay, let me give an example.
Okay.
Do you know that I have encountered girls who are prostituting themselves for tampons and pads? Like, when we talk about for things, right? Because you're right, there's things. The things for tampons and pads so that she could move more freely, because what she has access to, she can't go to school when her cycle is on. She can't risk staining up a uniform. You know what I'm saying? And so, but sometimes the things are the most basic things,
mm-hmm.
right? Like sometimes these girls are running away because they're being molested in their own home.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that they seek in is a bit of bodily autonomy. And they're prepared to trade sex because they've been made to feel like they are in charge and they are making the decision, right? To trade physical and sexual intimacy for safety. But the truth is, they should not have to transact anything for anything. But caller, I want you to know that I appreciate the sentiment, and thank you for letting me iterate it differently.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the next caller, producer.
Hello.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Ms. Green. Good morning to your guests.
Morning, sir.
You and I would have some conversations about these type of deviant behaviors, and so it exists amongst young men, too. I live in the inner city, and I'm able to observe this thing. I'm socially diverse. I live out east, Sunshine Park. So I've seen the diversity and the changes in the behavior. So it's going on amongst young men also.
Mm-hmm.
In the underprivileged areas. It's right in the area, this whole area where Latour Markey was killed and all that. These big-time people. I saw something. I was out in front of the yard after 1 o'clock the other night, and I saw something very peculiar. In which a big, big-time electric car dropped off a young man after 1 o'clock in the night. I was wondering, he lives through the next corner. You draw the lines. But what I'm saying is, I want to get to the females now. I have two daughters, right? And I was disturbed about what you said about the guy. I said that he loved her, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was not God love, but what I'm saying is, at that age, I'm trying to find out what could a big grown man, what kind of satisfaction, what kind of conversation you would have post-intercourse or intimacy with somebody that age, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's obviously taking advantage. But I had some people on the other morning, and I discussed a mechanism to solve some of these problems and to really bring recourse to these type of behaviors, in which I was talking about Glennis Anna Martin kind of gave the public a little hint of what's going on in at the primary school levels as far as sexually deviant behavior. Because my daughter, even from grade one, she was telling me about females displaying a deviant behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And so the fact that these children are displaying these hypersexual behaviors as young as they are, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was just giving this suggestion to the social services to interface with the police in investigating people at home, because people are going to get angry with this, right? But you have a lot of children being molested just where you say, in the home, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so don't look. Right? Because we have a different demographic. Some demographics are known for, you know, just sexual behavior. Because I live in the community and I see them. And some of them are very much underage. You know, I pay them no mind.
Mm-hmm.
But some people can't. And that's what I'm afraid of. The fact that you have children, they then go into the schools and display these behaviors.
And then, yeah.
But no repercussions. So obviously, somebody in the house is molesting them, and they need to pay. That's all I'll say.
And it's
futile. It's getting away. It's proliferating too much, Ms. Green. That's what I'm saying.
No, man, absolutely. Absolutely. Of course it's proliferating too much. But what I wanted to say is, even when it's not like what we call direct physical or sexual abuse in the household, so it's not incest, the child isn't being molested by the mother's boyfriend or guests, right? it's a negligence and an abandonment, right? That the parents or the people in the household are negligent, and so children are exposed to things that they shouldn't be exposed mm-hmm. to. You're watching pornography on your phone. You don't care. You're in the front room. See, because you feel like you're on a personal device and it's just you watching it. But the children could hear mm-hmm. the sounds from the next room. Mm-hmm. Or they peek around the corner and you have no idea that they're actually watching what you're watching. Or they pick up your phone because you don't know that they know your password and they're watching everything that they watch. Or even worse, you give them access to your phone mm-hmm. and then you can say in your head, oh, they know better than to watch that stuff. You didn't know better when you was a children, so why would they know better if no one told them?
Okay. Or even people who have like one bedroom apartments, and so when your friends or whoever, your partner, your spouse come over, there's only this one space, so you just try to let the child sleep while you do what it is you have to do, but they could still hear.
Yeah, I know.
They could still see.
I know. Y'all stop it. And I know people have needs, but see, this is it. Once you have a child, your life changes completely. It's kind of like becoming a politician, right? A government actor or a police officer or a judge, right? Once you take up that role, your life changes completely. How you are located in the world and how you operate in the world changes completely. Mm-hmm. What do I watch? It depends on what I can watch in the presence of my child. That's how the decision is made. Anyway, I got producer, let's go to this caller. They've been waiting patiently. Caller, I got 30 seconds for you. Good morning. You still there? I left you there and I lost you. This is my bad. I'm going to read this text. Who decides the changes in what's acceptable and when? And it differs from older woman to younger man. No, it doesn't. No, let me say that. Yeah, it does differ, and briefly I can tell you why. Today, the young women can hold better conversations than women older than them. If the man has good intentions for the woman, then what's the problem? If she's an adult, I find women have the most issue with older men and young women because they're jealous.
People are not even hiding there.
Yeah, they put on makeup to look younger. Why? Joseph was an old man when he married Mary. No, it was kind of pedophilic, you know. And I think that's why they have to have this Immaculate Conception story, because their relationship was weird. Y'all like talk about the Bible, but y'all don't like talk about that. You like talk about plenty of things, but not the important things. Anyway, we are out of time. I texted my producer right now. I texted, said, let's test. I'm not really. No, sir, I respect you. That ain't what I mean. Let's talk about these bus drivers. 9 a.m., 10 a.m., when these little girls should be in school, they're riding around all day with the bus driver drinking collect. I don't know what the police is be doing on the road, you know. I don't know what they be doing on the road outside, running stop signs and red lights and not using the turn signal and sometimes not having on their seatbelt or driving.
And being on their phone.
And being on their phone. Anyway, Miss Corley, thank you for joining me. We had a wonderful time with Miss Wentia Ford and the Wendy Ford Sports Foundation this morning. You guys, if you haven't signed your kid up for summer camp for this week coming, the 28th of July, get them out there. It's going to be a wonderful, holistic experience. Now, you guys, stay tuned. I'm tempted to teef time from Nuri, right? Because strong teef time from me, I teef time from Nuri, but when teef from teef, God smile, and sometimes I think he cracking the joke on me. I don't like that. So, Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri is up next. You guys, have a great day and buy your Tribune. And you know, if you're in the government office, maybe you could give them a hand and turn on the radio for them. It's really helpful. We love the government. We help them. They are our friends. Yes, they are. You guys stay tuned. Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.